Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
The festive Christmas dinner. The typical turkey and all the trimmings. Today, we're diving into the rich history and the evolution of the Christmas dinner. Why is it so? Where did it come from and what does it typically consist of? Let's get into it. Our journey begins in the heart of tradition, with the quintessential roast turkey, or goose, taking centre stage. The roots of this festive feast go back centuries, but it was the Victorian era that truly solidified these culinary customs. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol not only warmed hearts but also shaped the way we imagine a classic Christmas meal. Picture a table adorned with all the trimmings, stuffing, roast potatoes, vegetables, and a river of rich, savoury gravy. Yet, as history unfolded, so did the English Christmas dinner. Post-war rationing brought simpler menus to the holiday season, emphasising resourcefulness over extravagance. But as the years rolled on, so did the culinary landscape. The mid-20th century saw the emergence of multiculturalism in the UK, influencing the Christmas dinner table. Imagine the fusion of flavours as diverse communities brought their unique dishes, adding a global touch to the festive period. Fast forward to today, and our Christmas tables are a reflection of a change in society. Sustainability, dietary preferences, and a growing interest in global cuisine have all left their mark. Vegetarian and vegan alternatives have become staples. As our awareness of the environmental impact of our food choices grows, the English Christmas dinner is no longer bound by old traditions. It's a canvas for creativity and inclusivity. My Christmas dinner typically consists of a beautiful roasted turkey with lamb and turkey bacon. Hashtag spoiler alert, I don't eat pork, so no quote-unquote normal bacon in our household. Trimmings, stuffing. My vegetables consist of creamed leeks, roasted Brussels sprouts with lamb and turkey bacon bits, parsnips, roasted broccoli, the fluffiest, crispiest roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, and a beautiful gravy. And if I'm in a happy giving mood, mac and cheese. We usually do have quote-unquote pigs in blankets, which again is made with chicken sausages wrapped in turkey bacon. It is my version of the traditional quintessential Christmas dinner with a beautiful twist. Oh, I can just taste it now. And well, as we gather around the table each year, we're not just celebrating the season, we're celebrating the evolution of our tastes, our cultures, and our shared experiences. And as we wrap up another short but sweet Christmas episode here on Kringle Talks Christmas, thank you for joining me on this flavourful journey through time. Only a few more episodes, a couple more episodes even, until the actual big day, the final episode. Today, as I recall, on the 22nd of December, we have 3 days left. Three more sleeps. Actually, I lied. Two more sleeps. 23rd. No, I lied again. We do have three more sleeps. I might edit this out, but you know what? I'm not going to. Tonight, 23rd, 24th, that is three. My maths has not let me down this time. Guys, don't forget to follow me on X, the app formerly known as Twitter. I got it right this time. At Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks. Another Christmas podcast network. Best in Christmas podcasts from around the world. And yours truly. Listen, until next time, guys. Until the next episode, which is going to drop on the 24th. Take care. Bye-bye.